According to the Taliban, more than 1,000 houses have either been damaged or destroyed, with most of the mud structures in the country's west collapsing in the 6.3 magnitude quake that struck over the weekend. Emergency teams in Afghanistan say they're racing to pull people out from the rubble, but with communication networks down and many roads to interior regions still inaccessible, rescue workers are struggling to get to the worst hit areas. In many villages, people say they've been forced to dig people out from the rubble with their hands. Hospitals too are struggling to keep pace with the inflow of patients in a country that's already been badly hit by medicine shortages in the last 2 years since the Taliban's takeover. Neha Punia, New Delhi.